Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. A 49-year-old man was killed on Friday in a grass-cutting accident in Huron County, according to the sheriff's office. Deputies said that the incident occurred near Finkel Road, south of Purdy Road. Emergency crews were called to the scene shortly after 1:15 p.m., after co-workers reported that a local farm worker had been missing for about an hour while they were mowing. The man, identified as David D. Lamke, was later discovered in a ditch beneath an overturned John Deere Zero lawnmower. His co-workers were able to free him from the equipment, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The Huron County Medical Examiner's Office has also ordered an autopsy. And another local and regional news for today. The Wells Township Board of Trustees approved a schedule to display the United States of America flag at the Township Hall at 2190 Frankford Road in Caro on certain days. The flag will be displayed on 5 designated days throughout the year: Memorial Day, Independence Day, Patriot Day, and Veterans Day. And it will also be displayed on days when an election is being conducted at the Township Hall. During the last Township meeting, the board set the assessment for garbage collection to be $240 per unit, and the board also took steps in order to be ready for winter and in order to fund the library. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Authorities say that patrons at a restaurant acted quickly and selflessly to stop a gunman who opened fire while a wedding was taking place at a New Hampshire country club, averting an even worse tragedy. They say one person was killed and two others were wounded by the gunfire Saturday night before the suspect was taken into custody in a nearby neighborhood not long after the shooting. Authorities say gunfire killed 59-year-old Robert DeSare Jr. at Sky Meadow Country Club. Witnesses at the scene say that someone struck the shooter with a chair in an attempt to subdue them. And in other national and international news, Ukrainian attacks on Russia have killed 2 civilians, while Russian shelling in eastern Ukraine left 1 man dead. The governor of the Russian region that was struck reported that a woman was killed and that a man died in a drone strike. In the Ukraine, Russian shelling in the Donetsk region damaged buildings and infrastructure. This followed a large-scale Russian missile and drone attack on Saturday, which killed at least 3 people and wounded dozens of others. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that the Ukraine had been targeted by more than 1,500 drone strikes, over 1,280 guided aerial bombs, and 50 missiles of various types in recent days. Zelensky expects to meet U.S. President Donald Trump on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly this week. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today. Sunday, September the 21st of 2025. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.